Holy smokes, Jennifer said. You'll never guess what just came over the police radio. Only she didn't say smokes, and said is mild for the sound that crossed the KWMT TV newsroom. Like everyone else in the open room cluttered with desks, computer terminals, filing cabinets, and KWMT employees, I turned toward Jennifer. She is officially a newsroom aide, unofficially a sometimes production assistant, and very unofficially the computer guru for me and sports anchor Mike Paycheck. Offsetting all that good, Jennifer loaded FreeCell on my computers at home and work. She had a lot to answer for. Elizabeth? She called to me, then added, as if the newsroom were littered with Elizabeths, Elizabeth Margaret Danaher, what's your address? As a light and airy casual question, it failed. Every face in the newsroom turned toward me. Without moving my chair, I had provisionally stepped across the knife-sharp boundary between newsroom colleague and poor schmuck who will be the subject of a news story tonight. Journalists are not heartless about the subjects they interview or report about. Let me rephrase. Most journalists are not entirely heartless about many subjects they interview or report about. However, there is a necessary distance. Necessary to do a good job as a journalist and necessary to retain a few shreds of sanity. If you shed a single drop of blood with each sad, tragic, woeful, heart-tugging story you encountered, you'd be a bloodless corpse in no time. So, there is a firm line between us and them. Us being the newsroom folk, and them being the poor schmucks. Jennifer's words connecting my address with a police radio call shoved me across the line to them. That wasn't a new position for me at KWMT. When I'd arrived in April to serve out the remainder of a network contract, I'd been viewed as an alien. Not from outer space, but perhaps from an even more distant universe from Sherman, Wyoming. Major market TV. Now, with September nearly here, about half the newsroom no longer waited to glimpse my antenna, while the rest kept a wary eye out for any green tinges to my skin. Jennifer was part of the former group. Mostly. Why do you want my address? The question was reflex I was already heading for her. Oh, just wondering. Jennifer. The threat in those syllables worked. There's a call on Lewis Street, the 400 block. That's where you live, right? She knew that since she'd been to my rental several times. But I was admitting nothing, not while surrounded by media vultures. Plus, I hesitated to claim the tiny, disheveled house I'd dubbed, with not a shred of affection, the hovel. What? I asked Jennifer. You live on Lewis Street, right? She repeated. Not what did you say, what's the call for? Oh, a body's been found, a dead body. Oh, smokes, I said, although I didn't say smokes. Mildred. I thought you named the dog Shadow? I wasn't entirely sure I wanted to claim the dog any more than the house. Although that might have been self-protective because he didn't seem in any hurry to claim me, either. Why would I name a dog Mildred, especially a male dog? She shrugged, conveying she didn't put anything past me, though she was open-minded enough not to hold it against me. Mildred is my elderly neighbor across the street. Mildred Catteries. Oh. In concert with her syllable, I felt the newsroom's interest evaporate. The death of an elderly neighbor was unlikely to reach the evening news. If they repeat the address, I'll write it down and let you know. I suppressed a sigh. Writing it down the first time was a basic do in the journalism do's and don'ts I'd been sharing with Jennifer. But this wasn't the time to go over that again. I had a decision to make. I could wait to see if they repeated the address and if Jennifer caught it this time. I could call the sheriff's department to see if they would fill me in over the phone. Or I could, I'm going to go see what's going on. If anyone, meaning Les Hayburn, the news director and my boss, or Thurston Fine, the news anchor and not my boss, though more than willing to make trouble for me, asks, I'm on assignment.